Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear part of a radio interview with a woman called Linda Brown, who is talking about working in a cake shop when she was a student. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Now, Linda, let's talk about your first job.
Well, I was an assistant in an expensive cake shop in the small town where I lived. It was my last year at school before I went to college. I wanted to earn extra money for myself because I come from a family of seven and my parents couldn't afford to give us much pocket money.
Did you like your first boss?
He was always polite, never shouted at us, even when we dropped things. And that was good for a young girl like me who wasn't very confident. He knew everything about the business. I had no proper training, but it was good experience working for someone with so much knowledge. He didn't pay us well, but I didn't expect to earn much in my first job.
And what about the shop? Was it a nice place to work?
As I say, it was an expensive shop and the cakes were beautiful. Then, in the morning, there was this wonderful smell of bread baking. The first week was difficult because I just wanted to eat the cakes, which wasn't allowed. But then I lost interest in them. We had to keep everything clean and that was hard work.
Did you do any of the baking yourself?
There were two chefs who were specialists in making cakes for celebrations and creating new bread recipes. I loved watching them at work, but I wasn't allowed to touch the ones on display in the windows. We sold sandwiches at lunchtime, again, very luxurious ones, and the shop assistants had to make those. I learned to put in really generous fillings, much more than I used at home.
How did you get on with the other shop assistants?
One of them was my best friend, which was great. But the full-time staff sometimes treated us like silly schoolgirls because we couldn't cook. But I was surprised because the full-time assistants couldn't add up in their head. I was good at it, but they used calculators if there was anything difficult to work out.
Did you enjoy serving customers in the shop?
The best part of the day was lunchtime, when we were busy. Time just flew. Then it was interesting when people came in to plan a party or a wedding. One of the chefs would come through to discuss the design of the cake. Some customers thought the prices were too high, but usually ended up buying the cakes anyway.
Now listen again.
Now, Linda, let's talk about your first job.
Well, I was an assistant in an expensive cake shop in the small town where I lived. It was my last year at school before I went to college. I wanted to earn extra money for myself because I come from a family of seven and my parents couldn't afford to give us much pocket money.
Did you like your first boss?
He was always polite, never shouted at us, even when we dropped things. And that was good for a young girl like me who wasn't very confident. He knew everything about the business. I had no proper training, but it was good experience working for someone with so much knowledge. He didn't pay us well, but I didn't expect to earn much in my first job.
And what about the shop? Was it a nice place to work?
As I say, it was an expensive shop and the cakes were beautiful. Then, in the morning, there was this wonderful smell of bread baking. The first week was difficult because I just wanted to eat the cakes, which wasn't allowed. But then I lost interest in them. We had to keep everything clean, and that was hard work.
Did you do any of the baking yourself?
There were two chefs who were specialists in making cakes for celebrations and creating new bread recipes. I loved watching them at work, but I wasn't allowed to touch the ones on display in the windows. We sold sandwiches at lunchtime, again, very luxurious ones, and the shop assistants had to make those. I learned to put in really generous fillings, much more than I used at home.
How did you get on with the other shop assistants?
One of them was my best friend, which was great. But the full-time staff sometimes treated us like silly schoolgirls because we couldn't cook. But I was surprised because the full-time assistants couldn't add up in their head. I was good at it, but they used calculators if there was anything difficult to work out.
Did you enjoy serving customers in the shop?
The best part of the day was lunchtime, when we were busy. Time just flew. Then it was interesting when people came in to plan a party or a wedding. One of the chefs would come through to discuss the design of the cake. Some customers thought the prices were too high, but usually ended up buying the cakes anyway.
That is the end of part 2.